Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not so new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. In the last episode of this podcast, I talked to Wendy Diaz, an associate attorney at my brother's law firm, about the recently filed lawsuit by Vince Vance and the Valiant songwriter Andy Stone against Mariah Carey over the song All I Want for Christmas Is You. It will come as no surprise to you that, although that may be the latest, it's not the only Christmas music lawsuit. So I thought I'd give you a little more on a few others that I dug up that you may or may not have heard about. First, let's start with Dolly Parton. I know, I'm surprised too. But Dolly herself, to the best of my knowledge, is not directly involved in either of these two cases. First, Netflix and Warner Music were hit with a copyright infringement lawsuit over the 2020 holiday film Dolly Parton's Christmas on the Square. The lawsuit, brought by attorney John T. Herman on behalf of the Winfield Collection, contends that the film features a copyrighted cutout nativity scene that is visible for almost 2 minutes during the movie. Counsel have not yet appeared for the defendants, and this does still seem to be an active case pending action, but nothing has happened yet. The other lawsuit is over something that may still be going on as well, and this one's at Dolly's theme park, Dollywood. Lee Mendelson, co-writer of a Charlie Brown Christmas's signature song, Christmas Time Is Here, filed a lawsuit against Dollywood based on the accusation that the theme park has used the song in its 'Twas the Night Before Christmas stage show without permission continually since 2007. Lee Mendelson Film Productions owns the rights to the song, which first appeared in the 1965 Charlie Brown Christmas special and on the Vince Guaraldi Trio soundtrack. Mendelson's suit claims that his company contacted Dolly Parton's theme park in 2018 about its unauthorized use of the song, yet the park continues incorporating it into its Christmas show without licensing. Dollywood is being asked to pay for past performances and cease use of the holiday classic until it acquires the proper permission. Footage online of the stage show in question captured the song and the use of its familiar piano melody as background music during the production. Now, Lee Mendelson passed away at the end of 2019, and it's unclear if this lawsuit is still actively being pursued by his company. In 2020, BMG, a division of Sony, who are being sued by Vince Vance and the Valiants over copyright infringement on Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, released a Christmas album featuring Welsh singer Aled Jones. The album, titled Blessings, aimed to be religiously inclusive by bundling songs associated with Christians, Catholics, Muslims, Buddhists, Quakers, and Jehovah's Witnesses into one package. Unfortunately for BMG, Watchtower didn't appreciate being included. The problem was the addition of the song Listen, Obey, and Be Blessed. Jehovah's Witnesses do not celebrate Christmas and don't allow their copyrighted works to be exploited commercially. They also reject all other religions, quite the problem for an all-inclusive religious Christmas album that they played no part in and would not have wanted to be associated with. Watchtower subsequently filed a copyright infringement lawsuit in a New York district court, noting that they had contacted Aled Jones' manager to say no permission had been granted to use the song, demanded an injunction, and sought statutory damages for BMG's infringement. After being filed in December of 2020, the lawsuit proceeded largely as expected, but then in January of 2021, the date that BMG was required to enter a response, publisher wrote asking for more time. This happened a couple more times. Finally, in April, the court told both parties this was the last extension, and then, surprise, in May, when there was supposed to be some sort of activity with the case, both parties informed the court that a settlement had been reached. Next up, Darlene Love. She famously appeared on David Letterman's show year after year to perform Christmas Baby Please Come Home, a song she originally recorded for Phil Spector's Christmas album in 1963. She didn't write that song, of course, but she was famous for performing it on Letterman's show year after year. She filed a lawsuit against Scripps Networks over their use of one of her performances of the song, which their company, HGTV, used without permission. In fact, without even asking permission. The suit was filed in 2016, and it was almost identical to a lawsuit that Darlene filed against Google the year before. Both of those ended quietly and the same way. They were settled out of court, meaning she got an undisclosed amount of money each time. The band in the next story is Anthrax, which, as far as I know, have not released any Christmas music. In fact, they're actually accused of stealing a Happy Hanukkah design for merch sold on their website in 2015. The plaintiff is designer Aaron Cummins, who claims he created the original design for the ugly Hanukkah sweater in 2012 and has exclusive copyrights to it, but that it was being ripped off by others to promote Anthrax. According to his lawsuit, the sweater's design was registered with the U.S. Copyright Office in 2013 and since then has been marketed and sold through his Detroit company, Wet House. Since it's been 7 years, there's a good chance that this case has been settled. And just so you know, while the band has not spoken about this publicly, their merch was created and sold from another site who, in turn, got the designs from yet another company. And that company was supposed to make sure that everything was licensed properly. So there's a good chance that Anthrax was not aware of any of this up until they were served with the lawsuit. Here's another one involving Sony, and I feel like I should mention that Sony's appearance in several of these lawsuits doesn't really mean anything, certainly not anything bad. Sony's a giant in the music business. They have lots of different labels under them and lots of artists attached to each label. That actually is part of the problem with this case. An Australian singer-songwriter named Alan Caswell brought suit against Sony, his own music publisher, when he noticed a similarity in the hit Alabama song, Christmas in Dixie, with his song On the Inside. Initially filed in 2012, the case played out for 2 years in an Australian court, with Caswell arguing that his publisher would not take action because the country music band was signed to the same level. That's the problem, he told a local TV station in Australia. I'm signed to Sony ATV. Alabama is signed to Sony Music. So it's all in-house. There's no incentive for them to take action. They basically can't take action because they'd be suing themselves. 2 years after bringing suit, a judge dismissed his case, ruling in favor of the defendant, essentially saying the two songs were not quite similar enough to constitute theft. According to Justice Michael Pembroke, the Alabama member behind the song, quote, recalled with obvious and detailed affection the circumstances of the creation of Christmas in Dixie on a hot midsummer day in 1982 at Lookout Mountain in Alabama, end quote. He noted that the first time the writer heard Caswell's song was many years later in the Nashville office of Sony US after the plaintiff had made the complaint. Alan Caswell's song, by the way, is called On the Inside, and it was released in 1979 with the vocal by Lynn Hamilton. It was for an Australian soap opera called Prisoner. Christmas in Dixie was first released in 1982, 3 years later. When the show Prisoner came to the U.S., it was known as Prisoner in Cell Block H, and the song was re-recorded by Patti Page. Both of these songs are on YouTube, so if you're curious, you can judge for yourself. I listened to both, and I think there's definitely an argument to be made as the melodies are nearly identical. And if you know the Christmas in Dixie song, you will know it as soon as the other song begins. Finally, there's this one involving Wham and Last Christmas. Writers of the song Can't Smile Without You sued George Michael for plagiarism, claiming he lifted the melody of their song for his hit Last Christmas. Can't Smile Without You was a hit for Barry Manilow in 1977, a year after the song had been released by the Carpenters as the B-side to their hit Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft. This case was dismissed, though a few places claim it was settled, but I haven't found anything official on that. So as far as I can tell, it was simply dismissed. So Mariah Carey isn't the only one to face a Christmas music lawsuit. In fact, while it's not music, Charles Dickens had to file multiple lawsuits against other writers who were plagiarizing A Christmas Carol. One had even done such a good job that bookstores in London had it on the shelves. Anyway, in light of my conversation in the last episode about the recent lawsuit against Mariah Carey and All I Want for Christmas Is You, I thought it might be interesting to take a look at other Christmas music that has gone to court. Thanks so much for listening, though I'm not sure how much Christmas spirit I got to share this time around, but I do appreciate your help as this podcast continues to grow. Since you're listening to this now, you've obviously found us somewhere. But if there's another site you like to use for podcasts, check out our podcast page on our website for the complete list of everywhere you can listen to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. Again, the website is soundsofchristmas.com. Then just click on the podcast tab. For the Sounds of Christmas station, to listen to the music, you'll need to stick with our website or our app in the Google Play Store. If you have comments or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.